You're listening to the Zordcast, a Power Ranger focused podcast.
Okay, so we're back with another episode. This is episode 3. The episode we watched is Teamwork. It originally aired September 8th, 1993. And this is just me and Tommy today. Just Bailey and Tommy.
Hi.
So the summary of this episode was, Kimberly and Trini gather signatures to close down a nearby dump site while convincing their teammates to work together more. Pretty, you know, straightforward. What's the first question? The first question was your thoughts before watching the episode. What was your thoughts?
My genuine first thought was, will we finally understand how teamwork gets the Zord to come together?
True. That's a good one. I didn't say anything related to that.
What did you say?
I didn't remember anything about this episode. That's my exact words I wrote down.
You're just going based off of memory now?
Yeah, that's usually what I do.
Fair.
Because when I'm writing this out, I answer the first question, then I look up the summary, find the fun fact about the date, and then watch the episode. And then I write notes in between. Like, I pause and write down my thoughts. And then after that, I look up fun facts. Or, like, fun facts or interesting errors. And then I write down all my notes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. What about your thoughts after watching the episode? Did it change at all?
I didn't have any thoughts other than I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. Like, I really liked this episode.
It's a pretty good one.
It really is.
I said it was a cute episode. Love the messages that were there. They weren't like the focus of it, but they were definitely like a theme that you could pick up on. What about your favorite moment?
Zach dancing for Alpha was pretty funny.
Mine was very similar. I said Alpha breaking the control console because he was dancing so hard. And then that meant that Zordon was sitting there forced to watch.
You know what? He deserves to have a little jig every now and then.
Yeah. After, you know, saying the homeboy and stuff, he should probably learn some different things.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the homeboy is... It's almost forgivable for the dance moves. It's almost forgivable.
I wonder what shows he's watching to figure out what to relate to teenagers. I want to say probably in Living Color.
Low-key, yeah.
Because that has the hip-hop, it has the comedy, it has the sass, it has the sayings, the catchphrases.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a popular show.
It was a great show also.
It really was, yeah. But Zordon kind of gives, like, you know when you're little, it's like, I don't know if you can relate, but like, trying to get the cousins to spend the night so y'all put on a show and you make your parents forced to watch.
Yes, all the time.
That's what Zordon feels like, the forced parent who's like watching his kid awkwardly dance, and they're trying to be not laugh about it, but they're like, "You're doing great, son. Keep going."
Starts break dancing. Let them stay. Let them stay.
Let them stay.
Please.
Who was your favorite character?
I really like Trini this episode. I don't have a reason. I just liked her this episode.
I like Trini and Alpha.
You're always going to like Trini.
I'm always going to like Trini. But, like, I did, for the next episode, I did pick a different character. But I did like Trini on this episode.
Tune in next time to find out.
Yeah, tune in to the next episode to figure out who I picked. But I try not to pick the same characters. But some of them are just, like, it's like everyone loves Tommy. Some of them are just too iconic.
Boy.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
What was your least favorite moment?
I didn't like how they all avoided the girls when they asked, like, for help.
Yeah, it felt like, are you actually having something to do, or are you just trying to get out of it?
Yeah, I know it's, like, a kid's show, so, like, they probably obviously have something to do.
We saw Zach had something to do.
Yeah, and, like...
But did Billy and Jason?
We've seen Jason, like, teach classes, so, like...
And we assume Billy probably had some science stuff to work on.
Exactly, so, like... We know, like, in the context, they probably had stuff.
Yeah. But it just doesn't... They could have just said outright, like, hey, I don't really feel like it.
Yeah.
But I guess that would hurt the girls' hearts, so. Mine was different. I didn't like Skull throwing the can at the girls.
That's fair, actually.
That just felt like a little too much.
Too far for a Power Ranger episode.
Yeah, it just felt, I don't know, like it was a threat. And I know Bulk and Skull are kind of like the jerks of the series, but they're not terrible. They're lovable characters. But this was kind of like, you threw like something trying to hit them. Like, you can annoy them and aggravate them, but you don't want to, like, hurt them.
Don't they, like, physically fight Jason?
Yeah, but it's not like...
They don't fight the girls.
They don't fight the girls. The girls are different. The boys can definitely handle themselves, and I'm not saying the girls can't, but the girls are girls. You don't you don't hurt women.
You leave them
And alone. I just think... I just don't like that Skull didn't question the thought. I mean, I guess he's kind of like... You throw hands at me, I'm going to throw hands at you. It's a fair fight type deal. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't like that part.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. I understand. It felt very out of place.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It just felt too much. Like, if he was, like, if he, like, threatened to, like, made a, like, a gesture, like, he was going to throw it, make a face, that would have been different.
It would have felt like a Disney Channel episode.
Yeah. Oh, what about the thoughts on the villain? Who was the villain? I forgot.
The Minotaur dude.
The Minotaur, yes.
He looked cool, but my main focus was Rita this episode because her genuine plot was to just pollute the world. Like, her evil plan was polluting Angel Grove and hoping for the best.
Yeah, I didn't. I picked up that she wanted to pollute, but I didn't think the whole world. I still think of Angel Grove as like a sectionalized area.
Yeah, no, like, her whole plan was, like, to pollute the world.
Yeah.
Well, she was just starting with Angel Grove because that's where the Rangers are.
That's where her enemy is, so you want to take out your enemy. Like, Joker focuses on Gotham because that's where his rival is.
We can get into the DC nerd on a later day.
Yeah, we can. I'd say I love his... You will. Maybe we'll do, like, some small episodes where they connect to the DC Universe-verse.
Ooh.
Because they do have collaboration comics.
That is true. Can we actually do that? Like, where we, like, will review a comic?
Yeah, sure.
I'm down for that.
Yeah. You gotta listen to all of our episodes to get to that point, but yeah.
True.
That's for the listener, but still.
Coming soon.
I really love the Minotaur's design.
He did look sick.
He did look really cool. And I love the little action. Have you seen the Lightning Collection figure for him?
Pookie, no.
Okay, well, he looked really good. He looks like the show series. But his name was a little basic. Minotaur.
Like, that was it.
It was kind of like Bones. It doesn't ring a bell. Pudgy Pig. Yes, he's the pig that eats. Bones. Minotaur.
It always, like, begs the question of, did it sound cooler in Japanese?
It probably did, honestly.
Yeah.
What about the thoughts on the story?
The only note I have is I actually like the story, and I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at this episode at all. I when I say I genuinely enjoyed this episode, like...
It's because it was the girls. It was focused on the girls.
Ooh, could that have been the reason?
I said I love a lesson on the power of teamwork. And also just, like, recycling.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Mm-hmm. What would have you changed?
They would have went to the dump together to prevent that entire altercation.
Like, all five of them?
Yeah, just all five went.
They probably would have still had the altercation, but they would have solved it faster.
Yeah, they would have solved it faster. And it would have been like, oh. Because, like, this is why I like Power Rangers 2017, because, like, introduces, like, more depth to the characters and the situations.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's like, oh, do they feel guilt for not being there?
Yeah, they probably did. Not realizing that the girls were in trouble, but we don't get to see it because it's only limited to a certain amount of time.
And it's like a lighthearted kid show.
Yeah, they can't show drama.
Yeah, this can't be like, I'm so PTSD. Sad. Yeah.
Yeah. They can't show depression and regret. They have to solve their problems.
And in this essay, I will be advocating for 2017 reboot one more time. Sure. Please. Yeah. Bring back the original cast. I don't care how old they look now. Bring them back. For real.
I said maybe
the Book and Skull would clean the hallway instead.
Oh yeah, that would have like made the Rangers help them too. Like, hey, look, you made this mess, but we're gonna help you clean it up because you know it'll be faster done. It'll be done faster. I think that would have been a good lesson.
Yeah.
That sometimes you have to work with people you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I said maybe the dump should have looked more filthy. And it also didn't look like a dump. It looked like an old nuclear waste site.
Yeah, it did.
Because there were, like, oil rigs. There was, like, sewage. That wasn't even sewage. It was, like, oil. And it did look filthy. I get the point. But, mm-hmm. like, where were we at? Because when I think, you know, like, a dump, like, I think of the way, like, the dumps you see in, like, New York, you know, the TV screens about pollution and... You know, trash, landfills. Yeah. I think of landfills. Or a scrapyard. I think of the scrapyard I worked at. This felt like an old, like, nuclear site. Chernobyl, almost.
Yeah, it did feel off place and off-putting. But, like, it wasn't clear if it was Rita that did that or not.
Yeah, because, like, maybe if it was Rita's, like, a Rita-focused dump, it would have looked more mystical and fantastical. Yeah. Maybe there was putties, like, lingering around instead of them showing up automatically. That would have given the feel that this was Rita's plan.
Mm-hmm.
How would you rate it, though?
5 out of 5. I genuinely like this episode.
I said 3 out of 5.
What? Why?
I liked it, but it wasn't memorable.
Fair. I'll give you that.
What was your favorite outfit, though?
Zach's outfit in his first scene.
Yep, I said that too.
That was everything to me. I want to steal this man's outfit.
He has some good outfits.
And dare I say, Bulk's outfit too. I really liked it.
I think it was like an iconic Bulk outfit.
Like the B on the jacket and everything was so clean.
Yeah. I said Zach and Trini's because I love when you can style yellow. I just think because it's such a hard color to style and she pulls it off amazingly.
Fair.
But my favorite quote was Alpha saying, "Dudette's in trouble." That was so cute.
I wrote that down too.
Oh my God. Big brain.
Big brain, bro. Because like that's so cute.
Like that is a quote that a little kid would say. And I just want to hear him say it. Like I want to hear Abel say it.
Please get Abel said.
You know what? At the end of this episode, I'm going to call my sister and say, hey, get Abel on the phone. I need him to say something real fast. So if you hear this at the very end, I got it to work. And if you don't hear anything, they were busy. We'll find out.
Stick around.
Stick around to the end.
But no, like that was... Oh, right. I have like one note on this episode. Just one.
That's okay. I had a few.
Couldn't be me. I have a few on the next episode. This episode only had one thought was because when watching them fight, I was genuinely paying attention for the first time. And like you can tell the Yellow Ranger was supposed to be like a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think back to the 2017 Power Rangers. Once again, I'm going to tie in 2017 every 5 seconds. During the end, Trini says to the twins, like, well, how do you know it's a he? When they were like, the Yellow Ranger's so cool.
He's so cool. He's such a cool color. Whatever.
And she was like, well, how do you know it's a he? That just made me think it was like a tie-in.
You know what? It may have been. And I feel like no one has made that connection. If you hear my cat, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, we big brain out here.
Yeah. Do you hear the cat?
No.
Oh, she's meowing. I don't know if it would be picked up, but she's just a talking. You want to talk about Power Rangers? You want to talk about Power Rangers, Bob? Now she got quiet. Well, now she's talking. So I have a few notes, but I actually have a few, like, fun facts I found. So there's an error. Is that Trini can be seen holding her daggers before she was even given them.
Oh.
I noticed that. It was when they were given the power weapon. Jason is standing right beside Trini, and she's holding her daggers, and Jason is just receiving his sword. And then the next scene is Zach, I think, and then Trini. But she already has her power daggers before she's given them.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little, like, continuity error. But this is the first appearance of Mr. Kaplan, the principal.
Oh, it is. I didn't realize.
And I just remember his toupee always falling off. That was the thing. So I was constantly looking at his head.
Did it fall off?
No, but you can see the, like, where it's split, like, where it's layered.
Ah, okay.
This is also the first appearance of Angel Grove High School as a whole. Like, we got to see the overhead view of it.
Yeah, because we only got, like, the locker scenes in the earlier episodes.
Imagine, like, when you know people are like, oh, I go to East High, like, the actual school they filmed in. Imagine going to Angel Grove, where they filmed Power Rangers. That would be so cool.
I suddenly want to go back to high school. No, I don't.
I want to go to high school just to be able to be like, go to the Angel Grove. Like, let me have a day where I shadow a student, but I just get to walk the hallways.
Yeah, like, let me shadow. I'm going to be walking the halls going, wow, this is where they shot this scene.
This is where they picked up the trash.
Lays on the ground. The trash is like, right here.
The starfish, like, makes the snow angel.
Yeah.
This is also the first appearance of the power weapons and blasters. But I'm pretty sure the blasters were already seen. Like, I think they were in the holster, but it's like the first time they were... No, I know what it is. It's the power, like, when the weapons join together. That's the blaster. Yeah. I get confused. And this episode appeared as a part of a week-long marathon called Morphin Wars on Fox Kids. Just a little fun fact.
Nice.
What was one of your notes you had?
It was literally the, do you know it's a he? How do you know it's a he?
So I have a few notes.
Mm.
Like, I watch, and whatever pops in my head, I write it down if I think it's relevant. So yeah. I have a few things. So my first thought was, it was a question. What grade are the Rangers? They're high school, of course, but, like, what grade? I'm thinking, like, 11 or 12.
Yeah, I always thought they were, like, seniors, almost.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, 60 episodes is the first season. Second season is, well, first of all, the second season splits halfway through with Trini, Zach, and Jason going to do the World Peace Conference.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe seniors, because that's pretty, like, that sounds like a scholarship type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or something pretty adult-like. And you wouldn't send a freshman to that.
How but long is the school year? Is the question.
Yeah, that's a good question, too. Like, how long is the school year? Like in TV shows, like, on Disney Channel, you get to see them grow through seasons. But because they're already adults, you don't get to see, like, I don't hate to say, but, like, puberty taking effect. You don't get to see them getting mature or, like, a time change. You don't say, oh, like, welcome to the brand new school year, Angel Grove. You don't get any of that. It's just straight to the point. So, like, do they have really long school years? And they never get, like, a summer vacation.
Don't they? Like, in season two?
I don't think... Maybe. I don't know. I haven't gotten far enough in season two. That's more of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast.
Fair.
I also have a silly quote about the high school. Mm. I can't believe this school allows Jason to show his shoulders.
No, fully. Like, he is in muscle tees constantly.
And I think Trini and Kimberly had a tank top. But it was, like, covered, but their belly was showing a little bit. That would never pass in today high school.
That would never pass in... I don't think even in 90s, like, rules that wouldn't pass.
No. Uh-uh. I wrote down Trimberly with a heart beside it, because it was the girls.
We love a Trimberly episode.
Yeah. And I said it was very sweet for the girls not to get angry at the boys for dipping on them.
I would have fought.
Yeah, I would have been like, guys, you're being selfish. Why aren't you thinking of your community? Why aren't you wanting to help? I help you, why aren't you helping me? But they thought, you know what? They probably are busy. This is not everyone's cup of tea. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
And going back to the skull thing, I said he would have gotten suspension for throwing that can for sure. Like, if Kaplan saw it, ooh, detention immediately.
But I don't think, did Kaplan see it?
No. Mm-mm. He was at the very end of the episode, I think.
Yeah. Wait, no. He came in... Wait. He was at the end. Sorry.
Yeah, because he's like, what is this mess? He's like, I can't believe you're... He comes in. He's like, I can't believe you're... He comes in, and the Rangers are, like, standing around the pile of mess Bulk and Skull made. And he's like, I can't believe you did this. And then he gets called to the office. And then it pans back to them cleaning up, which I thought was funny. Because, like, imagine filming that. Be like, all right, clean up this mess. And it's, like, 2 minutes of them cleaning. But it's fast-forwarded for, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I just think that was kind of funny. But he comes back and it's clean, and I think that's all we see of him.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But Skull definitely would have got suspension or detention. Suspension nowadays, detention back then, if Kaplan saw him. But Trini looked like she wanted to kill Skull when he threw that can. And I kind of loved it.
I'm not trying to make it gay, but... he did aim it at Kimberly, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and Trini was protecting her girlfriend. That's all that matters. Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. Don't shoot the messenger.
At one point, we're looking through Rita's periscope or whatever. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, I thought she was looking through a sniper rifle.
For a split second, I understand how you got that.
Yeah. But I also like at the dump, there were perfectly placed cardboard boxes for the putties to fall into. Which I get, you know, your stunt actors and whatnot, but I thought that was a little funny. They could have, like, dressed them up a little bit. Like, scrap metal on the side, or, like, trash can, something, like, I don't know. Like, maybe, like
tethered
something
them
a little bit. Weathered. Yeah, weathered them, made them look like bags of trash or something. Mm-hmm. Fit in the atmosphere instead of just, like, perfectly placed trash cans all sitting neat together.
Mm-hmm.
Zach teaching Alpha to dance was really cute.
It was adorable.
And Zach went so hard when he should have just gave Alpha the easiest moves. Like, teach the man how to do the robot.
Here's the thing. To 90s standards, that's hard. Today's standards, that's the easiest thing he could have taught him.
Yeah.
It was so 90s, that little dance. It was so cute.
Yeah, it really was. And my thoughts are kind of like in order of like the episode. But why were there oil rigs at the dump?
Once again, 90 standard.
That they was probably like
dumping it there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, like a scrapyard.
Mm.
But it's kind of like whatever, not restrained to certain things.
Fair.
Also, when Goldar was fighting the Rangers, more specifically the girls, Trini took 2 sword slices to the chest.
And walked off like a G.
And yes. Which led me to my next point. I want to see an Alpha 5 Power Ranger.
Ooh.
But I feel like that's something that, like, the comics have kind of expanded into Zordon's world, like the Eltarians and whatnot. But I think Alpha 5 could be expanded on a little bit more. Like, maybe he feels like he's done all he can as a communicator. He kind of needs to do something more. Like, he feels like he needs... What if, like, the Morphin Grid gets attacked and only him, being this electronic guy, can fight inside the Morphin Grid?
I would love to see that.
Like, I can't put into words, but, like, you know how your white blood cells fight the bad cells? He's the white blood cell for the Morphin Grid.
He's the powerhouse of the cell.
He's the power ranger of this. The alpha chondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Exactly.
Okay, and I did notice one thing. And this was mentioned in the wiki about like errors. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw it. But when Minotaur grew big, we see him over the mountain with Kim and Trini at the bottom. You remember that?
Yeah.
But there's a scene, if you look close, there is someone in one of the girls' arms.
What?
There was a person in the girl's arms. Like, they were protecting that person from the putties. Who was that? I know it's a continuity thing, but because it's in the episode, it has to be somebody. Or at least it's just an error they never fixed because it just costs too much. But I noticed it.
Well, I mean, they're taking the fighting scenes from the Japanese version.
Sentai,
right?
Yeah. So, and they've changed the episodes quite a bit. So it could have been there was, in the original Japanese, there was a person that was involved in the fight and they were protecting it, but it couldn't get edited out without changing a lot.
Yeah.
And costing too much. So it makes total sense, but it didn't make me wonder who is that person. I also love Kimberly saying, "Let's munch this Minotaur." I just love how she has to use alliteration.
She does use alliteration. Wait.
She's the queen of alliteration.
I'm going to start keeping an eye out for that. Maybe add that to the list of, like, what alliteration did Kimberly use this episode?
Because I feel like she used one for the bones. Like, let's break this bone or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, it's Jason and Kimberly that do it a lot.
Boo.
And I just speaking of the Minotaur, I just love the suit. The suit was so well made.
I low-key want to, like, have the suit. The suit was
so cool. Also, I thought it was really funny when the Minotaur was huge. I'm pretty sure it was the Minotaur. Yeah, it was. There's a scene where the Zords are fighting. You just see a flying saber-toothed tiger, like, flying towards the Minotaur.
Oh,
it was
kind of
funny.
Yeah.
But, speaking of the Zords, how big are the Zords in comparison to the buildings? Like, we see how big the Tyrannosaurus Rex sword is. Like, it's as big as a giant Goldar. But we never see the rest of the Zords pretty big. And I know the Tyrannus is the biggest one, so how big are the other ones in comparison?
I guess for that question, we would have to defer to 2017.
Yeah. And I think that they did a pretty good job of comparing them to the buildings.
Yeah, we need to rewatch that.
We're going to get there one day, but we definitely do need to rewatch it. Maybe when we finish Mighty Morphin. When we finish the main five, we can watch the 2017 and just compare, but not do an episode about it.
Okay.
I also had another question. So there's a scene where all the Rangers they flew back to the communication center, and then they fly back. And as they're flying, we see their little, like, you know, their colored bodies flying. How can they communicate to each other when they're teleporting / flying?
It looks like it.
Because most of the time, they do it so fast, they don't have time to speak. But this time, they were like, they're flying for a good amount. So maybe it's their communicators that let them talk?
Maybe. That's what makes sense. But, like, I also have a question of how they're flying.
Yeah. What weapon would you want to have of the power weapons?
Of the ones we've seen? Or
yeah, I think so. Of the ones we've seen.
Of the ones we've seen, Trini's daggers, for sure.
I would want Zag's blaster, because it's multi-purposeful. Like, it's an axe, but also, like, a gun.
Oh, true, yeah.
But Kim's bow is also really good, because it's a ranged weapon. But it wouldn't be good up close.
Unless she just starts using it like a bat.
Yeah. Or stabbing people with her arrows.
That'd be really hard, though. Because, like, you'd have to, like, rip them out.
And then, like, them bending and stuff, because arrows are only so flexible.
Yeah.
Or so
Unless
stiff.
They're made out of a special metal, because they're alien tech.
True, yeah. Also, when they fly back to the center, Minotaur must have shrunk, because they were fighting him big, and all of a sudden he's small again. So he must have, like, maybe it's a time thing that happens if Rita's giantism spell only works for a certain time, because he was back to normal size.
Giantism?
Yeah. All right. Wrong wording, but, like, I couldn't think of anything else. We'll just go with giantism.
Kaiju effect.
The kaiju effect.
Yeah. I think it... I don't know. I haven't seen the Japanese version. I really want to watch that and, like, compare episodes.
Yeah. You just gotta find it somewhere.
I'm pretty sure I can find it. Probably on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah.
But I think it does, like, have, like, a time limit, because I don't think it's a time limit. I think it's, like, they've been defeated, so it just wears off.
Or, like, there's no one to fight, so it kind of, like, dies down. It's like an adrenaline rush. Like, when you stop having a reason to have adrenalized, it goes away.
Yeah.
And I have two more thoughts.
Mm.
Has Rito never dealt with any past versions of the Power Rangers before? Because, like, does she not know how Zordon's stuff works? Because in the comics, I'm pretty sure she's fought the Rangers before. Because obviously, she's been imprisoned for 10,000 years in a dumpster. I'd like to know why she was in prison, but I assume, you know, space crimes like she's doing now. But she must have fought some other versions of the Power Rangers before to be, like, so angry with Zordon and to know what the Power Rangers are. Which I think is what 2017 does a really good job. It connects the dots. It gives a reason for Rita to be upset at Zordon.
Yeah, it does. Because she was on his old team.
And then she just got a little power hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, I don't know. I guess I gotta look into the comics, but there's so many comics to read, it would definitely take forever, but we could probably do it one day. Yeah. To really, like, analyze them. But my last little thing, it was Trini's face when Kaplan comes in is like, how did you clean this up so fast? What happened? Trini makes this cute, like, I don't know, kind of face. I really loved it.
Oh, their faces like, were cute.
It was kind of like a snarky, like, like, I know, but I'm not telling you. It was just so funny to me.
I support that.
Yeah, but it was a really good episode. I liked it.
But you only gave it a 3 out of 5? I'm hurt.
It just wasn't, like, there were some things I didn't like about it that kind of, like the dump. The dump kind of aggravated me. It didn't look like a dump.
That's fair.
But I liked a lot of it. It was just little, and, like, Skull throwing the can. It was small things that kind of ruined it for me.
That's fair.
But, yeah, I think that's pretty it for this episode.
Thank you so much for listening to the Zordcast, a Power Ranger podcast. We greatly appreciate your time listening to us. If you had a good time, you can follow us on Facebook at the Zordcast Podcast or on Instagram, the Zordcast, where we update you on episode updates, photo updates, or any updates in general. We just update you. And if you didn't have a good time, that's all right. Leave us a review on what we can improve on and what we can do better. But we greatly appreciate for you from sticking around to the very end. And if you did, always remember.
May the power protect you.